Rachel, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Amber.
Delighted to have you on the show. I suppose to start off, you might talk us through, Rachel, what has changed in the last 6 months with revenue and influencers?
Yeah, so I suppose the whole industry around influencers has definitely been kind of a more significant industry in the last couple of years. But in the last 6 to 12 months, things have definitely shifted a little bit with revenue's focus in that they have released, I suppose, some more manuals and content around how influencers and content creators should be taxed, I suppose, and they've also issued what are called these kind of level one compliance notices, which people might be aware of. So these notices have gone out in the post to influencers, and it's basically kind of like a letter where revenue are giving people an opportunity to assess their affairs, assess what they're doing kind of day to day, and just determine whether they might have an income tax exposure to look at.
And Rachel, are freebies, are they really taxable then? And maybe how do creators value them?
Yeah, so I suppose, Amber, for want of a better word there, freebies, they are taxable. So it completely depends on what exactly is being received and what the value is attributable to that product. But let's say if a content creator is in receipt of, you know, any kind of a free product or free use of a product or maybe a free hotel stay or a free meal in a restaurant, they are all taxable if it's received in exchange for a service. So if the content creator is providing, let's say, some form of advertising or maybe a social media post or something along those lines, the free product or the free service that they've received, it is taxable. And I suppose the value that you'd put on that is really what we'd call fair market value. So it's just what the value is attributable to that product. Let's say if it's a free hotel stay, that might be €400 for a night. You know, the influencer is deemed to receive payment of €400 in return for their service, which then really should be kind of assessed for income tax. And so people may not really be aware of that because they might just think, you know, I'm not receiving any cash for what I'm providing. But if you're receiving a free product or a free service in return for service that you might be providing, well, then that should definitely be looked at from an income tax perspective.
Okay, that's really interesting. And at what point then does an influencer need to register for VAT or even maybe consider setting up as a company, Rachel?
So I suppose the VAT piece, like I mentioned, if one is providing marketing services in return for, let's say, a free product, they may have an income tax exposure. They might have to register for income tax and register as a sole trader. But where it gets a little bit kind of more complex is where someone's services might breach the VAT threshold. So if somebody's providing services day to day and over a year they exceed €42,500, they are required to register for VAT and charge VAT on their services. So that, I suppose, for content creators can pose a bit of a challenge in that it's difficult to obviously put a value on what they're providing. But if they're receiving free products that have a value attributable to them, a free service, a free hotel stay, or if they're being paid directly for their services, that can all work into this, let's say, €42,500 threshold. And they would then, once that's breached in a year, they'd have to register for VAT and be declaring VAT every kind of 2 or 3 months. And then I suppose the second leg of that question is setting up a company. And that, again, can be beneficial depending on, I suppose, the level of activity that's being carried on. So I suppose if someone's doing a bit of content creation and social media marketing on the side of their employment, it might not make sense to register a company. But if someone is doing this kind of full time and their income levels start rising over time, it might be beneficial to set up a company. You benefit from the lower kind of corporation tax rates that you get through a company rather than paying your marginal rate of income tax on everything that's earned. So it can definitely be beneficial to trade through a company. Just again, it depends on exactly what the level of activity is. And I suppose just to touch on the VAT point, the same VAT threshold apply to someone trading through a corporate or trading as an individual. So it's just to bear that in mind that the VAT piece might come into that as well.
Yeah, okay. It's very interesting. There's a lot to take in there as well, isn't there, in fairness? But would there be kind of some common pitfalls then that you might see, I suppose, in this area, Rachel?
I suppose at the moment, the common pitfall is that, like in this space in particular, I suppose, is that the content creators and social media influencers, they might just not be aware of what their requirements are or what their tax obligations are. I think that's the biggest thing at the moment. I think people getting these compliance letters or compliance notice letters in the post from revenue, they might initially panic when they see it, but I suppose it's not something to panic about. In the same breath, it's not something to ignore. You know, if someone's getting notice from revenue, they should definitely, I suppose, engage at revenue straight away. And maybe if they're not sure as to what their obligations might be, it's definitely worth reaching out to, let's say, an accountant or a tax advisor like ourselves, who could, I suppose, guide you in the right direction, have a quick chat as to what you've been up, like what you've been doing, what your business consists of, what kind of income you've received. And if you do have any, I suppose, tax obligations or any tax requirements that you know, they can assist you through that process and through the registration that you might need to make.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that actually as well, in terms of maybe quick fixes to some of those pitfalls, but you've kind of gone through them there as well. But I suppose the main kind of message probably to get out there as well, or that's important maybe, is I suppose to act, as you said, and maybe make contact as quick as possible, so that it's not left, I suppose, lying there and then it might be forgotten about, maybe that action is taken or you're seen to be taking action as quick as possible as well.
Yeah, exactly. So I suppose early engagement on these things is always kind of key to revenue. So like I said, issuing those notices, it's not like it's any kind of an immediate threat or anything from revenue, but it's more just them giving you the opportunity to assess what you're doing day to day, and then I suppose engage with them or engage with an accountant or a tax advisor to assist you with, you know, registering for income tax and making the relevant filings. So yeah, it is just definitely key to engage early and to make any filings that you might need to make then thereafter.
Absolutely. And if someone is listening and they are an influencer maybe, and they're wondering what they should be doing or if they need to be taking some of these steps that you've talked them through, how can the likes of yourselves at Orbitus, how can you help those kind of creators and Kerry maybe get their affairs in order quickly and to make sure that they're doing the right things, I suppose, to make sure that they're set up in the way that it's most beneficial to them maybe, Rachel?
Yeah, so I suppose we work with kind of businesses and individuals every day to help them streamline their tax affairs, and that's no different for a content creator or social media influencer. So I suppose if someone is out there and they think they might have an obligation, or they might even just have a couple of questions, you know, we're here, we can answer the phone and I suppose just have a quick chat about what you've been doing, what exactly your business consists of, and if there is tax requirements or there is tax registrations to be made, you know, we can do everything here from, you know, getting you registered and set up at Revenue, preparing your tax return, getting a file at Revenue, making any kind of payments that might be required. And then from another kind of angle, I suppose, because we have the in-house legal practice as well, you know, if there's any kind of contracts that need to be drawn up, any kind of agreements that you might need to enter into with, let's say, a brand that you might be working with, you know, we can, of course, help with making sure those agreements are kind of all in order, they've been drafted correctly, just to make sure that everything is, I suppose, ticked off for your business as it sets out.
Absolutely, that's fantastic. And if anyone wants to find out more or to contact you to talk to you about it, what's the best way to reach out to you, Rachel?
So any form really. So we have our website there is orbitus.ie, and we've got a number for our Cork office and our Tralee office. They're all there online. And there's also email addresses for everyone here at Orbitus. So yeah, any either email or over the phone, whatever suits.
Fantastic. Well, Rachel, there's a lot to think about there, but all really interesting to hear, I suppose, about the steps that influencers should be taking when it comes to revenue, I suppose, and making sure that everything is in order. But thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening to talk about it. It's been lovely to have you on.
Perfect. Thanks for having me, Amber.